Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. And here on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Are You Serious Sports Network, we have Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Blake, before we get into what happened this weekend and what's going to happen this coming weekend against Arkansas, there's always something happening, from a recruiting standpoint. That never ends. This weekend, LSU got a commitment from Seth Dardar. A lot of people from this area certainly know Seth. Went to Holy Cross High School and ends up signing with Kansas State. As he's an infielder there this year, had a really good season for the Wildcats, 13 home runs, 45 RBIs, batted .326. So your thoughts on Jay Johnson, man, because he eats, sleep, and you know what it, 24-7, them able to land Seth Dardar, New Orleans guy, coming back home to play for the Tigers.
Well, and Mike hit a home run off of Cade Anderson on February the 28th, too. And how good has Cade Anderson been? You know, projections today came out, the Washington Nationals, they have Cade Anderson projected at 1, going up from 3 from Colorado. Dardar can really hit, Mike. I mean, you know, if you – I know New Orleans, Vanderbilt, know a lot about the Knights and know about a lot about Seth Dardar, who came up through North Shore and then obviously playing at Holy Cross where he hit really well. But, Mike, you're losing a big-time power bat at first in Bear Jones, and you – probably want to move Tanner Reeves at third, so you go and get Simpson for a High Point. So, Mike, probably arguably the two biggest power areas that you're going to be missing, you go out in the portal and get. And I think, you know, Mike, look, let's just look around college baseball last year and this year in reference to the portal. A&M had last year 4 guys from Columbia hit above .330 when they made a national title run. You have Danny Dickinson with a lot of experience when you bring in Chris Stanfield, et cetera. Mike, around college baseball, it's not always just the talent that's leading these guys there. Murray State has a chance with 7 seniors, Mike, in their lineup to go to Omaha tonight. So you think about that, a guys with a lot of experience, a lot of talent that can really hit in positions of need for you, and this one with Dardar, you get the local connection.
And also, too, it's a 1-year deal, but, you know, hey, you play the game 1 year at a time. A lot of people get upset. Oh, well, you only got 1 year to play. Well, so what? You can only win a championship in the year you're playing in. You know, you can't play for a championship in 2027 and 2025.
Well, Mike, I would be hard-pressed. I mean, if we talked about the portal in baseball versus, like, if this were football and how people would freak out, from a recruiting class standpoint, Mike, 4 of the kids that were freshmen in the number 1 overall class are gone, right? Like, Ashton Larson might stay. Who knows what happens with Ashton Larson? But, Mike, that's a rarity. Josh Pearson hitting a grand slam and being a senior is a rarity. These guys that are that experienced are a rarity. you got to have these one-year deals. And, you know, Mike, it's so interesting you bring that up. That was the first thing that Jake brought up in his press conference. They were asked, how do you build a championship team? He goes, well, I don't know how anybody else does it, but I don't know how else to do it out of a one-year sample size. And, Mike, he's not wrong. Now, it doesn't mean that Case and Evans, it doesn't mean that Curiel, Rizzi, Schmidt, all those aren't big deals for you. And Cooper Williams, my goodness, who came on last night too. But the problem is, Mike, you've got to have – look at all the teams that are going to be in Omaha again. What do they all have? Elite freshman talent that they're trying to build up through. And Mike, I would be shocked if there's not five guys on that roster with guys with over 400 at-bats under their belt in college baseball. Literally all of them have them. So you got to build it 1 year at a time by also having the trying to go out there and recruit from a high school ranks. Because, Mike, again, half that class went to the draft, half of it's in the portal, and you kept another third of it. So, like, that's the problem that these baseball coaches run into. But, again, Seth Dardar can really hit. Ask Kate Anderson about that 2-0 fastball that he threw on.
No question. This team is built a certain way. Charlie and I have talked about this. It's really built around pitching and playing good defense. They're hitting all across the board. It's been a bit erratic throughout the year, but it was there. And timely hitting this past weekend when you were playing West Virginia. And they gave you the sword a little bit by a lot of walks, hit batters. Their defense was maka-maka, wasn't good. So my thing is, that's how you got here. That's how you're going to win. But if your hitting starts to heat up, man, that's an added plus for this Tiger baseball team.
Well, Mike, not only that, too. I mean, Stephen Milam, my goodness.
Yep.
Now, Mike, we do post games after every game. I say every game. Sometimes not on Sundays during regular season because, you know, Jesus. But we come back, okay, and all these post games. Mike, we started at South Carolina, and we chronicalized this every single game, every single at-bat. Stephen Milam for a month has been red hot. He's hotter than a Hot Pocket coming out the microwave. He's hitting close to 400 in the last month. The thing with him and this lineup, in my humble opinion, as he's gone, everything else has too. I mean, listen, he hit 375 last weekend. He hit over 400 this weekend. I mean, I know that it's a five-game sample size. But, Mike, the RBIs and base hits are there. He's taking the ball the other way, and that's why Jay put him in the three-hole last night. Mike, they're getting some of these guys that are going into juniors that have been there are starting to get a little bit hot here. And it's only a matter of time, too, when some of this stuff, like Bear Jones working out of some things that he got into, Mike, he's hitting line drives. I mean, like on curve, on 0-2 curveballs. So that's the line drive they had in the right field. If that's the approach that they're going to have, and I think it's a microcosm of what happened with the starting pitching this weekend, but, Mike, they're going to be hard to beat. And that's why they took 2 of 3 of Arkansas 6 weeks ago. They were able to do that. Can they replicate it? And what will be the biggest stage in a park that plays massively big? You get some of those line drives like you did this weekend, it's going to be bigger than what you play because the park is just so damn big. So, Mike, again, I think with Stephen Milam, they're started to get really rolling here, and good to have the Bear back too.
You know, Blake, to your point about Milam, 8 RBI this past weekend, and then also the amount of walks that he worked, and that's kind of indicative of what you saw from LSU's lineup. That's when LSU's offense is working counts and getting on base with walks and hit by pitches. That's exactly what Jay Johnson wants to do to manufacture runs that way. And the ball was popping out of the park on Saturday. We all know that there were some hits that could have been flyouts, but they just found the seats because the wind was blowing out. I want to get your thoughts though on this lineup as a whole, because with what you saw this past weekend, putting up 16 runs and then 12 runs in back-to-back games against a West Virginia pitching staff that had like a 4.2 ERA. They were top 25 in the country in team ERA, yep. But they come down to Baton Rouge. Maybe they're uncomfortable with the heat at Alec Box Stadium. LSU was so patient at the plate. They worked all these counts. They got all these walks. And whenever they kind of got people on base, they made the most of it. And that's really the recipe, getting those free bases and then making the most of it with clutch hitting as well.
Well, Charlie, you hit it on the head there. I mean, a lot of people, I think, were talking about, well, you're going to have to hit the ball against them going into it all week. But, Charlie, you know what it tells me more than anything when you talk about the walks? They're seeing it well. Because, listen, I don't care you get a bunt, a single, a home run, I don't care. Whatever you got to do to get on base in some of these ABs, you got to. You talk about West Virginia's pitching staff. Bassinger, who came in last night, I mean, has been a dog out of the pen. He has not done that all year. Kirk Sonnes has not done that all year. And Griffin Kern, by the way, left-handed pitching has not been friendly to you, and you're able to get on him too. I think after the regional, I thought that they expanded the zone, especially Bear Jones. But in this one, they kind of found their rhythm. I mean, eight of the walks on Saturday that you had, six of them, Charlie, came on five pitches or less. You didn't expand the zone. And that's what got you in trouble in the regional. It's what got you in trouble against A&M. It's what's gotten you in trouble offensively the entire year. When they're on and they're seeing it, look, man, they're going to be tough to, again, I mean, look, they're just going to be so tough to beat because you talk about the offense, they averaged 8.25 runs in the regional, and then you had double-digit runs in the Supers against a really quality team, by the way, a dang strong team in West Virginia from a pitching staff. So you're going to see it like that. And that, if that offense shows up, which, Charlie, they've been bad on the road, man. Hitting on the road for them has been abysmal. If they can finally figure it out here, they're, again, let's go make a run for it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blake, one of the things when you play a team you know very well in Arkansas, and you played them the last time, and you won 2 out of 3 against the Hogs, but it's so funny, and I've heard him say it so many times. I've talked about it on this program. Whenever I brought up about quality programs in the SEC, the first thing out of the mouth of Jay Johnson is Arkansas, their consistency, how talented they were. And he talked about the first time, you know, when he was at LSU and they went and played in Fayetteville against Arkansas. And he was like, man, that's what a baseball team looks like. Because they have really done this at a high-quality level for a long time, had a chance at a College World Series and, you know, a pop fly that dropped that could have won it for you. But the challenges in playing a very good and a very well-coached Arkansas team.
Well, Mike, and too, a team that's absolutely demolishing left-handed pitching, too. So, I mean, like you go in there with Cade Anderson. I mean, Mike, they just – the last two times they saw Liam Doyle as the SEC pitcher of the year, he gave up 15 runs. You know, like, I mean, like that might be the guy that's one of the best, if not the best, in the entire country. But, Mike, they scare me, man, because they got – they're hitting with power. The problem is they got athletes that are hitting with power. Like Davalon, Iredell. Mike, those guys are 6 foot, 200 pounds that can run, and they're leaving the ballpark with very, very aggressive energy with a lot of power. They can run. They play really good defense. Mike, I do think that they've not been as great on the mound as maybe they have been in years past, but they can really swing it. I really do believe this, and we talked about this when we played Arkansas the first go-around. I don't know from a talent standpoint if you're not 1A, 1B with them. I really don't. They got dudes, and they got dudes everywhere. So, look, Mike, it could really be a national title game one type scenario here, and it is. And the two of the most, if not the two most talented teams, go up against one another. But you got to Zach Root the first time, the Arkansas lefty. Can you do it again will be the question.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up Root because if you look at this past weekend, Root's had a couple performances throughout the year. I remember his game against Texas, which was unbelievable. And then against Tennessee in the Super Regional where all the pressure's on him because you know you have Liam Doyle and wait for game two, and they had to have won that game one. He only gave up one hit in that entire game. There was an error that put a runner on, and then he gives up a two-run shot. But so only one earned run against him. This year, an 8-5 record, a 3.59 ERA. And we talked with Joe Healy about this, kind of previewing the matchup against Root, you know, once again, as you mentioned, like a month ago when they played him at the box. And he said Root is a really strong pitcher, but because he's got good enough stuff to have really good strikeout numbers, which he does, but when he's really, really going, he induces a ton of soft contact where he's got the fastball going in the bottom of the zone and batters are just pounding it into the ground. They just can't get good contact off of him. So I want to get your thoughts on Root because, as you mentioned, LSU did get the better of him, but he still threw six really good innings against the Tigers at the box back in May.
Really, I mean, he really did. You know, I think of, first off, when I think of Root, that he got first-team All-SEC over Anthony Ianson, which is criminal, and it's not his fault. But, look, funky delivery. He hides the baseball well. I mean, go look at the delivery and where the baseball's hidden when he's in his delivery. It's just you have to pick up on it so late, and he's so quick to the mound when he's doing it and hiding the baseball that it's really quickly that you got to pick up on it. But, Charlie, that changeup that he's got, I mean, it makes grown men start crying. I mean, look at Andrew Fisher and all of them this past weekend that he really made look bad. You're talking about professional hitters, guys that we're going to talk about in 5 years that are in the MLB that cannot even see it. They don't even know where it's going to be. It's like a tic-tac coming up there to them. So, look, he's really good when he's on. Charlie, the only thing I'll say, when he cannot locate his off-speed stuff, which happened to him late in the game versus LSU, and what happened to him this season in those, I think he had three or four losses. In those losses, when he got rocked, he just couldn't locate it, and I think that has been his biggest issue. Now, of late, he's been fantastic. He's been really good. But if you can work the count on him, you get him late into that pitch count in the innings, kind of what LSU did on him the first time, that's where he's gotten in some big trouble. So if you can replicate it, then it'd be great. But if he's on, Charlie, you better pray to God that so is Kane Anderson, because they're, I mean, look, man, it's going to be a duel.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights. And, hey, also want to thank Coach Johnson because I tell him this all the time. Get me into June, Coach. We need content. And I know you feel the same way about it. So thank you, Coach.
I don't know if this house settlement case ends collectors, but we win this thing. A check's coming from AYS. That's all I know. We need it. But, hey, man, July 14th is a long time away for SEC media days, Mike. That's all
it.
I know.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious Sports Network covering the LSU Tigers. And, yes, it gives us content. Thank God for that in the kind of dog days of June.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.